Hello.
It's April 21st, 2020, and we are recording from New York City in the middle of the COVID-19 lockdown, which I guess is actually called the New York Pause Order.
I was reading this article recently that was advice from astronauts about social isolation. And one of the pieces of advice was that you shouldn't count the days, but I sort of can't help it. It's been about 5 weeks since we started. We actually started staying at home a bit in advance of the pause order because we had both been sick earlier that month and because we have a relation who's an emergency room doctor and whose strong advice at that time to basically everyone was cancel everything.
Yeah, everything that can be canceled should be canceled. And if it can't be canceled, maybe check again. Maybe it actually can be canceled. Stay home. And this was probably a week or two before that started to become the advice being given by everybody everywhere. So yeah, we've been doing this for a little while. it's had a big effect on our work. In a lot of ways, we didn't expect that it would because we already work at home. We're recording in the same studio. We're editing at the same editing desk. We're doing all of the same things. But it turns out the stress, the experience of the quarantine has actually affected us in a pretty huge way. And we're recording this now because this morning we were supposed to record our thoughts and impressions about an episode of Gundam. And as we were getting prepped, as we were watching the episode and taking our notes, we sort of hit this point where we said to each other, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's been tough. I think somewhat tougher for me than for Tom, but maybe Tom just keeps it together a little better.
This is something I've actually heard from a lot of people who have PTSD. I've talked on the podcast a couple of times about how I started doing this because a few years ago I developed PTSD and I can't do normal jobs anymore. But I've heard from a lot of people who do have PTSD that for some significant portion of us, this mass pandemic, this extremely stressful, traumatic time for the whole of our society has actually been kind of comforting. Like, it's nice for your anxieties to be real. It's nice to know that you're not freaking out all the time about nothing, but you're actually freaking out all the time about something that is real.
And for all that we already spent a lot of time at home, I do find myself thinking about the things that we did outside the home that I think we both got a lot out of. You know, we did martial arts practice multiple times a week. I had a Japanese conversation hour with a friend of mine. I had calligraphy practice every other week, commuting to and from those places. I went to the grocery store and to run other errands and to the library. And
we went to the gym and to the park. We went on walks.
Yeah. Which theoretically we can still do, but it's stressful. It's not relaxing when you're constantly watching, you know, how close are people on the sidewalk and are they wearing masks and is the park crowded? And it does not provide the same sense of relief and calm that it used to.
It sometimes feels as though there is no sense of relief or calm. You know, when you're feeling stressed and anxious about the state of the world, what are you supposed to do to make yourself feel better? There's only so much that like tea and a hot bath can do. And when you get out of it, the problems are still all going to be there.
And unfortunately, burying ourselves in our work is not really an option. I was reading something today that felt very familiar for me, very much like my experience right now, which is that during a prolonged time of stress, your brain shuts down a lot of functions because it's focused on survival. And some of those functions include things like creative thinking, dealing with complex tasks, conceptualizing and planning around the future.
Just abstract thinking in general.
And so having to think conceptually and very deeply and creatively about an episode of Gundam is actually very hard, much harder than it would usually be. Having to think of a research topic that I actually want to research next to impossible.
Yeah, that has for me been one of the most noticeable changes is like, you've listened to our podcast, I hope, but we're curious about everything in normal life. We're curious about everything. That's why the podcast covers such a wide range of research topics. Whatever comes up in the show, at least one of us is at least interested in finding out more about it. But that curiosity just is not there right now.
We really have to push ourselves, which is unusual.
I was writing the TNN for this week, and I had the most trouble coming up with an idea for it that I've had in a long time. And I finally started writing, and I found myself writing something that was very, very political and very much about the coronavirus pandemic and what's going on right now. And about the like reopen whatever state protests that are happening. And I don't know that that was the wisest and right creative decision there, but I can't really think about anything else. I can't write about anything else. So that's what you're getting.
I do think it's funny that our biggest worries when all of this started were monetary in a lot of ways. We were expecting that a lot of people would cancel their Patreons, just because a lot of people would be losing hours or losing jobs. And obviously, we don't hold that against anyone in any way. You know, people have to do what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very moved and surprised by the number of people who've joined at this time, by the number of people who've increased their patron tier.
Yeah, we were not expecting that at all. And it's been really meaningful for both of us.
And various other planning items that I didn't really think about when this first started have become more difficult. For instance, I'm getting the boxes of Zeta merch ready to mail, finally, but the shipping for some of the items to be included was delayed because of everything that's happening. Normally, I would label all of the boxes, but then just take them to the window at the post office to have the shipping calculated. But it's, you know, 25 boxes. That's a lot of time to be at the window and in the somewhat crowded post office. So now I have purchased postage online, which is going to take a week or more to get here. And I will be, you know, affixing all of that from home with my little kitchen scale, calculating out how much postage each box needs so that I can drop them off instead. Everything is going to take longer.
Yeah. And it'll take longer to go out. Shipping is happening slower because of what's happening to the post office. And we hope the post office will still exist by the time we're sending out the Zeta merch.
Good Lord. You know, and we had started to plan, because in a business you do this, we had, you know, just 2 months ago sat down and planned out our whole year. And now so many of those plans don't make sense anymore. You know, we had been planning for, you know, taking some vacation and traveling, which we haven't done in a very long time.
We were looking at cruises.
We were. and a little bit of a staycation, but doing things around New York.
We talked about how we would take a couple of weeks and we'd go to the library and we'd get all of these reference books and we'd have time finally to read entire books. Is, you know, we've talked about the difficulties of doing research on the podcast schedule before. We're always rushed. We're always getting things as quickly as we can, relying a lot on what is available online. So we were really excited that we'd take this break between seasons and do some real old-fashioned book research. But now all the libraries are closed.
Yep. If we can't get it digitally, we cannot read it. We're probably still going to take some extra time. We do have some great books that patrons have bought us and that we've bought. And it's always nice to have a little bit of a break to do background before a new season. But since we won't be traveling, and since we don't have access to the library, it's likely to be somewhat shorter than we had planned. You know, there's a whole question of when we come up on our podversary in September, whether we're going to be able to celebrate that the way we did last year with a big promotion and with a party. And,
even just making pins, like the pin making factories are in China. Not a lot of international trade happening right now.
So we've been trying to research alternatives, but those might not even be open. And we haven't actually settled on how we're going to do that yet. And the sheer impossibility of planning for anything, basically, that since we have no idea what the state of things will be in even 2 weeks, thinking about September feels ludicrous. And yet I can't help it.
But even though you can't help thinking about it, you can't actually make any plans. You just find your brain spinning in these hamster wheels that go nowhere, produce no resolution, and nonetheless exhaust you. At least that's what happens to me. I guess I'm projecting here.
It's fair to say that we're tired all the time.
I'm so tired all the time. The goat, it screams like a podcast host.
Another thing that's happened on the business end of things, there's been quite a lot of research by podcast distributors and other podcast hosts about listening habits.
Yes. When this first started happening and we were like, oh, yeah, people are going to be spending a lot more time at home. Maybe podcast listening will increase. Maybe we'll get more listeners, which would have been cool. The opposite thing happened.
Rumble, 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 rumble. Subway's still running, just less often.
I feel like we've actually noticed it running less often as we've been recording. Like, it still happens, it still rumbles through, but it is a less frequent interruption.
Absolutely.
The other major interruptions for us, by the way, are people walking by on the street talking loudly and cars going by loudly. People walking on the street, that has definitely declined. However, since the lockdown started, many fewer people are driving, which means the streets are much more empty, which means the people who are still on the streets are driving much more quickly, as in they're speeding a lot and very, very loudly.
Our neighborhood already had a few people with cars clearly designed for speed, shall we say that? And who we could hear drag racing or even just sort of racing up and down the avenue. And now they feel much more able to do that because they don't have to worry about traffic. There have been some rather spectacular accidents that we've seen photos of in our local news. Jerks.
I love that statistic you told me early on that was like traffic had dropped by half, but speeding tickets had doubled.
Yeah, something like that. But you were talking about listenership.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice segue because I also need to talk about driving habits because it turns out commuting is the lifeblood of podcast listening. And when commuting disappeared for a huge segment of the population of the earth, podcast listening dropped off quite significantly. According to the statistics I've seen, and this is our experience, but also everybody I've talked to in the podcasting community and everything I've seen, downloads are down for every podcast across the board, unless, this is the one exception, unless you make a podcast about coronavirus, in which case your listens are going through the roof.
I had also heard that certain very large podcasts, like, say, Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most listened to podcasts in the entire United States, have seen an increase in listenership.
Mm.
Potentially, people just getting into podcasts who are like, show me whatever's most popular.
That would make sense, yeah. Our experience is about a 20% decline in listenership.
Yeah, I'm not terribly surprised now. Now that I think about it and have been home.
Yeah, when it first happened, I was like, what the f***? Language warning. But having been doing this myself, like, I already didn't commute, and yet somehow, since the lockdown started, I too have listened to fewer podcasts.
I think we just have less energy in our brains to process new information, and a lot of that's being taken up by the news.
Yeah, that same feeling we have when we are trying to make the podcast is probably the same feeling that people are having about listening to podcasts. Like, I do not have the mental energy for an 80-minute long deep dive into analyzing the Zeta Gundam episodes.
That's the other thing. If we were analyzing something fun, maybe it would feel different. But, you know, the show we talk about is, by and large, exceptionally heavy. The Rosamia arc has been really heavy.
There's a lot of distress. The show is not a distraction from the distress of the world. The show is its own separate source of distress. I mean, in this episode, we even have people like evacuating a city because they're afraid that the city will be in danger. I mean, it's not a one-to-one comparison, but it's pretty close.
Yup. Everyone get inside the bunkers. And then, of course, there's always the, you know, self-flagellation of, what right do we have to be so out of sorts? You know, we're not trying to care for kids while still working full-time, like so many people we know. We're not frontline workers who have to go out there in it and, you know, put themselves at risk. We are, for the most part, quite comfortable and healthy.
In fairness to ourselves, though, we did both have pretty bad anxiety disorders before this started.
Touché, sir. Well, and of course, began this thing with all sorts of grand plans of, we're going to work out every morning and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it's been, you know, sporadic at best.
Yeah, what does the average day look like for you?
I get up. I check email and social media. I play Animal Crossing for about an hour and have breakfast. Lately, we've been doing one really good thing, which is we were talking about how the podcast is now a job, which for a long time, it didn't really feel like one. And now, even with all its good points, it does still feel like a job.
And it does that thing jobs do where it gets in the way of the other non-job things that we want to do.
And both of us have, you know, projects and pursuits that we want to devote time to and that we had been neglecting. So the first hour of work time every day, we're each devoting to that, which Tom might want to keep his secret. I don't know. Mine's not a big secret. I am either doing calligraphy practice, which is a whole nother can of worms and has also been made incredibly difficult by the current situation. But I've been doing what I can with that. And then I also have an ongoing project to translate my calligraphy workbooks, because each of them comes with historical information about calligraphers or information about how paper is made or brushes or ink, information about technique, most of which I have never bothered to read because of the effort required for me to read Japanese, especially something very technical with a lot of very specific vocabulary that is not at all common. I routinely run into words that are not in the online English-Japanese dictionary I use. But now I'm actually making some headway on that, which is quite satisfying.
Yeah, I don't know if this happens to you listeners out there, but it's definitely the case for both of us. Our productivity is at its peak right at the beginning of the day. Like our work productivity is at the highest it's ever going to get during that first hour. And then it's like a steady decline through the day.
And then it completely craters, I would say, for me, like mid-afternoon. Like by 3 in the afternoon, I'm useless. I can make myself continue to work, but it's going to be a slog.
I frequently have like a second burst of energy starting around 5 that usually carries me through to like 8, which is when I'm supposed to wrap up work for the day. And depending on how well the episode is going, I may or may not actually wrap up at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, I usually try to shift gears into doing something else, either household chores or cooking or studying Japanese for a little while. Usually by changing the kind of task I'm trying to do, I can get another hour or two of productivity out of myself. But Yeah, mid-afternoon onwards, it's not good for me.
And no amount of inadvisable evening coffees can change that, unfortunately.
No.
We occasionally try. Because you're like, we really need to get through this late afternoon doldrums. Maybe we should just have a 5 p.m. coffee and always regret it.
Yep, it's true. As Tom pointed out to me early on in this thing, what is time anyway?
I believe I said that when I was having a 5 p.m. coffee.
There are no rules.
No, there are no rules. And the only objective is survive and also make a podcast episode every week somehow.
Until we get through Zeta and we are on the last of the Blu-ray discs.
We are. This is episode 42 of 50 that we're working on.
Woohoo!
It's funny how a couple of episodes ago, it felt like we were almost at the end, but I think time is dilating.
Yeah. Well, and now I'm thinking 42 of 50. I'm like, ugh, that's 8 weeks. That's 2 months more.
Yeah.
We did lose some time to sick time in there.
Just 1 week.
Yeah.
What if, yeah, I know there's a siren in the background, whatever.
That's the other major interruption.
Yeah. There was one morning, I sometimes wake up at like 3 and can't get back to sleep. So there was one morning I got up at 3 and I went out to the living room and played some video games. And it was just like ambulance after ambulance all night.
We live very near 2 hospitals and we live on an avenue. So it's a pretty major thoroughfare to get people sort of from further south of us up to one of those hospitals.
Mm-hmm. What was I saying? I was saying something. Oh, about time dilating. I guess we could cover 4 episodes per episode. Get it done in 2 weeks.
No.
That would feel wrong. That would feel like such a betrayal at the end.
Totally off topic, but thinking back to ideas that I had with the best of intentions, I had at one point said that we should try to still do like date nights and try to still do like fun little celebratory things. And I had this idea that I was going to get all dolled up and, you know, wear a dressy outfit and my desire to put on fancy but restrictive clothing and put makeup on my face has been low to nil. So that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, we got to the first scheduled one. And a couple of hours into the day, you just looked at me and you were like, can we do this some other time? And I was like, yeah.
He has not proposed a reschedule date.
I don't want to stress you out.
Oh, this is very much a New York problem. But we were somewhat heartbroken to discover that all of our favorite Chinese food places have closed. Hopefully only temporarily. And I did read an article in our local about, for most of these businesses, it's a twofold problem of supply chain. It's actually become really hard for them to get ingredients that they need. And 2, many of their staff work in multi-generational households and are very concerned about putting older members of the household at risk. And so a lot of their workers simply don't want to come in. And so if they can afford to not, they don't. And so all of our usual Chinese places completely closed.
Yeah, we went on a delivery website, which I will not name, but went to look for Chinese restaurants. And usually there would be literally hundreds of them delivering to our neighborhood. And there was 1.
And it was good. We liked it.
The shrimp was dodgy.
The shrimp was a little dodgy, but they had a lot of like Malaysian and Indonesian food as well, which I quite enjoyed. I can't remember if I've ever mentioned this. I lived in Indonesia for a while. That was a thing that happened.
Well, and when you were like
a kid,
a child, a youth.
Yep.
Meninina.
So I occasionally get hankerings for Indonesian food, and it was very good.
It was very good.
Dodgy shrimp aside.
And maybe that's where we should end this little COVID diary. The good food is still good.
Indeed. Stay safe and healthy out there, all of you. You're in our thoughts.
We're wishing you all the best. I hope that we all get through this okay.
The intro song is Wasp by Misha Dioxin, and the closing music is Long Way Home by Spinning Ratio. You can find links and more in the show notes. And thank you for listening.